10 Egyptians have been detained in connection with Monday's bombings, but no details have been given about their involvement or whether they were connected to a specific group. Egyptian authorities, meanwhile, say they suspect the involvement of a militant Sinai group founded by a man of Palestinian origin. A telegram has been sent by the Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples, Archbishop Agostino Marchetto, to the new Apostolic Nuncio in Egypt, Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald. The telegram speaks of the deep pain and sadness felt in the wake of the terrorist attack on the resort town of Dahab. The Archbishop offers his prayers and condolences for those killed and injured in the attack.
There was fundamentally this sign of solidarity and this assurance of prayers for the victims and for the wounded, and for the families, of course, but also solidarity with Egypt, which is a very important nation, a very important state, attacked from the part of those who do not want a balanced world, a balanced solution of the problems in the world, and of course an attempt against the tourist industry.
The telegram also expresses solidarity with all those dealing with the aftermath of the bombings, including those in the Egyptian tourist industry, which is so vital to the economy of the country and the well-being of its people.
One of our sectors is the sectors dealing with the pastoral care of tourists. So, in fact, there was a group of tourists, a victim of this bombing in Egypt, I think, is a very bad event.
Egypt's tourism industry generates more than $7 billion a year and employs around 10% of the country's workforce. I'm Philippa Hitchin.